Hello, Ivy here. This is podcast Responsible Technology Youth Power Fund, part 9 of series of 13. And the two organisations this week are the Log Off Movement and Next Generation Connect. Episode 113. So let's start off with the Log Off Movement. The Log Off Movement was created in June of 2020 by the then high school senior Emma Lembeck. The movement formed in response to Lembeck's personal struggle with social media usage, its negative impact on her mental health, and the absence of youth voices in the dialogue surrounding social media advocacy. Once launched, Log Off dedicated itself to uplifting and empowering youth to tackle the complexities of social media and its impact on younger generations. Initially, this mission was accomplished through an array of initiatives housed within their website: advocacy efforts, youth leadership community, podcast and blog. As the Log Off Movement has evolved over the past 3 years, so have its efforts. Their mission. Log Off is a youth-led 501c3 non-profit organisation committed to helping kids, teens and young. The vision. We envision a world where kids, teen and young adults feel empowered to build and promote healthier relationships with social media and online platforms. Problems versus solutions. Online newspaper. The network online newspaper. Log Off's online newspaper works to develop and share stories from diverse voices, ranging from experts in the tech wellness sector to youth from the Log Off community and individuals with something to say about their online experience. The writers form a global collective of voices working to challenge the current status quo through three distinct lenses of exploration: impact, ethics, and well-being. In the article, and also there is a slide on this in the podcast, there is a table, three columns. For this first one, there is a total of 300,000. In the next column, it's headed problem. A longitudinal study of the introduction of social media on college campuses found that social media may have contributed to 300,000 new cases of depression across the country. Solution. Log Off's work and community engagement reflect the need to build a balanced relationship with tech based on users' needs, rather than its complete elimination. In the next row, the first column says 3.5 hours. Second column, problem. 8th and 10th graders spend on average of 3.5 hours per day on social media, hooked by big tech's addictive features, persuasive design, and targeted content. Solution. Log Off produces resources that encourage youth agency, tech intentionality, and practical tips to push back against big tech's harmful business model, focused on profit over all else. Next row, 95%. Second column, problem. 95% of youth ages 13 to 17 report using social media platforms, with more than a third saying they use social media platforms almost constantly. Solution. Logos Community Resources and Campaigns provides young people with the tools to take back control over their digital usage. Next main heading. Forks up, phones down. Forks up, phones down is a public awareness campaign that aims to reduce phone usage and encourage human connection at the table. We know you felt it. You are joining friends or family for a meal, and you look around and notice that everyone is on their phones. Everyone is together, but not really. Some of life's most precious moments are found in conversations with others and gathered around a good plate of food. Yet, the growing usage of technology via QR code menus, iPads, etc. in the dining experience places these moments of authentic human connection at risk. It is time to prioritise humans over internet connections at the table by putting our forks up and phones down. The log-off movement is challenging young people and adults alike to put their forks up and their phones down. They believe that setting aside our phones, where we are inundated with social pressures, stigmas and features that are often detrimental to our mental health and well-being, can have a profound positive impact. Let's prioritise our digital well-being over our phones, our tech and our internet connection. Next heading. Get involved. Take action. One subheading. Bring the campaign to your community. Interested in bringing our current campaigns to your community? Just reach out to us. There is an email address there and it's in the article. With the subject line, forks up, phones down. Join Logoff's online community. Join our global community of young people looking to discuss social media and advocate for its healthier usage on Discord. Create and lead a log-off chapter. We are excited to announce the current development of a log-off chapter initiative. Our teams of administrators will work with you to brainstorm ways to build and grow a log-off club chapter in your community. You must be in high school or college to apply. The Network Youth Writers Group. Do you have a passion for writing? Are you interested in social media's effect on teenagers? Are you in high school or university? If you answered yes to those questions, consider applying to become a writer for Logoff's online newspaper, The Network. The group consists of students who write monthly articles for the blog. We are constantly looking for more writing who will bring a unique perspective and interesting ideas. Be a guest writer. Are you interested in writing for the network, but you have neither the time commitment nor the age to do so? If you replied yes, apply to become a Logoff guest author. We welcome people from all ages and backgrounds to partake in the movement and share their thoughts about anything related to social media or the digital world. In the article, there is a list and photos of all the team and of the advisory board. On the website, there is even more detail about each of those individuals. For the podcast, I am just going to call out the co-founder and executive director and the joint co-founder and director of the Logoff movement, purely because there is so much fabulous information about each of these members of staff. We would be here a very long time, again, as you've probably noticed as this series has gone on. So I'm just going to read out two to give you some idea of the calibre of the people involved. And like I have said at least a couple of times in recent weeks, there are names cropping up that have cropped up on other groups that we have covered earlier in the series. And each time it's someone who is sharing experiences with others who are keen to learn, and vice versa. So it's helping, sharing expertise and also getting experience themselves. I like the way, and I've said that more than once as well, how these groups are interacting with one another alongside their own projects for their own organisation. Really, really good. So, as I said, just two people I'm going to talk about today, but there's more on every single person in the article, and also even more details about those individuals on the website. So, Emma Lembeck, co-founder and executive director. Emma is a 20-year-old youth digital advocate at Washington University in St. Louis, working to address social media's impact on younger generations. As a senior in high school, Emma founded Logoff, a youth movement dedicated to uplifting and empowering youth to tackle the complexities of social media and its impact on their privacy, safety, and mental health. Emma also co-chairs Design It For Us, the only youth-led coalition pushing for online platforms and social media to be designed with kids and teens in mind, rather than as an afterthought. Her efforts have been covered by numerous media outlets, including the New York Times, 60 Minutes, CBS, MTV, NPR, The Hill, and Bloomberg. Her favourite unplugging activity is embroidery. Next up is Claire Wasserman, co-founder and deputy executive director. Clara Wasserman is a 20-year-old youth digital advocate at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. As a junior in high school, Clara connected with Emma via online and joined Logoff, where together they refounded the movement and work to help kids, teens, young adults and youth reprioritize healthy relationships with their online devices. Clara is passionate about big tech reform and hopes to inspire youth to critically think about social media's role in shaping and influencing culture, society, and youth well-being through Logoff's campaigns and educational resources. Clara's favourite unplugging activity is cozying up with a good book or coffee dates with friends. Next up, Next Generation Connect at Fairplay. Mission. The Screen Time Action Network at Fairplay is a collaborative community of practitioners, educators, advocates and parents who work to reduce excessive technology use harming children, adolescents and families. We support practical solutions grounded in research by developing strategic partnerships, creating groundbreaking resources and amplifying the work of our members. We believe that creating a healthy media environment for children requires far more than individualistic and family-based solutions or unquestioning acceptance of the status quo. To this end, we support advocacy that challenges the business model for children's media and policies that prioritise children's well-being over tech companies' profits. We are a truly independent, non-profit voice for children and do not accept funding from anyone who benefits financially from children's time with screens. Our story. Many educators, pediatricians, and other professionals working with children are concerned about childhood tech use. They see that overuse of digital devices is negatively affecting kids' well-being and encourage children and families to spend less time with screens and more time in creative and active play. But trends, marketing, and the myth that tech is essential to children's learning make reducing screen time challenging work. Professionals often report feeling discouraged, isolated, and unable to create their own resources for parents. The Screen Time Action Network, a global membership organisation, was born from the needs of these professionals and the families they serve. Whether reducing children's screen time is a core part of your work or just a small piece of what you do with families, the Action Network is designed to support you. Join other professionals who believe that reducing children's screen time is both necessary and possible. Share and access resources, learn about best practices, and help families raise healthy children. Fair Play. The Screen Time Action Network is a project of Fair Play. Fair Play works to create a world where children's lives are shaped by what is best for them, not by corporate profits. Our advocacy is grounded in the overwhelming evidence that child-targeted marketing undermines healthy development and the belief that society bears responsibility for and benefits immeasurably from the well-being of children. Fair Play holds corporations accountable for their harmful marketing practices and advocates for policies to give children the commercial free time and space they need. As part of our ongoing efforts to help reduce the amount of time kids spend with ad-supported digital media, we are the home of Screen Free Week. For more information, visit www.fairplayforkids.org. More information on that website and also on the website of NextGen Connect. NextGen Connect Network. Intergenerational mentoring for digital wellness leaders. When we carefully match young people with our activists and researchers, just imagine what can happen. NextGen Connect is a youth-led intergenerational program grounded in our mission to provide youth leaders with the resources they need to educate and advocate for tech accountability. In the article, there is an active video link with a short video of just over 2 minutes with various members of staff giving their point of view on a particular aspect of one of their programs. There are several programs running in between them. They're trying to give you an overview. So I said the video is quite short, but it is very interesting and it will make you want to go and look into more detail about what each of those staff have said. Are you a youth leader? A young adult between 18 to 24 years old? Desire to create a healthier digital environment with a project focused on tech accountability, screen time education or advocacy? Able to collaborate with a professional partner? Able to dedicate 5+ hours a week to your project? In the article, and also on 3 slides, there are 3 flyers giving details of programs for anyone who's interested to give of their time to help in this area of work. Far too detailed for me to list here, but you'll be able to read at your leisure in the article and also on the website. And as I said, there are slides on each of these 3 flyers, but there are far more flyers on the website. This is just to give you a flavour of the kind of projects that they are already have set up, and dates are in the diary starting from early next year. The flyers referred to becoming a mentor or joining a leadership program. Some dates do start at towards the end of this year, and then the dates go into 2024. Well worth looking into, because even if you can't do it, you may know of people who would be interested. Another flyer. Are you a professional working to improve the digital landscape? Are you a professional with expertise in early childhood, screen time addiction, advocacy, legislation and politics, medicine and pediatrics, research, mental health and education? Desire to work with youth advocates and leaders to create a healthier digital environment? If so, please apply here. And there's a tab which is headed up as professionals. Again, just a few examples of the directors of this organisation. There's too many for me to read them all out. All of them are listed in the article, and on the website there is that and more information about each person. But for now, I'll read off probably 2 or 3 just to give you an idea again of the calibre of the people involved here and the dedication. Josh Golin, MA, Executive Director, Fair Play. Josh started at Fair Play as an intern in 2003 and has been with the organisation in a variety of capacities ever since. While Fair Play is perhaps best known for its highly publicised corporate campaigns, it has increasingly focused its efforts on helping families unplug from ad-supported screens. Josh is thrilled that Fair Play is the home of the Screen Time Action Network and looks forward to seeing the collaborations that develop. Josh's daughter, Clara, is also a vocal advocate for limited screen time, who is not shy about reminding her parents that she is infinitely more interesting and important than the content on their devices. Jean Rogers, MS Education. Director, Children's Screen Time Action Network. Jean Rogers is director of the Screen Time Action Network. She's a parent, educator, speaker, and author. In her role leading the Action Network, she creates a collaborative environment among practitioners, educators, social workers, childcare providers, and parents regarding healthy child development and screen time. She's host of the popular Action Network Live, our online interviews with the experts tackling topics from play impact, behaviour, character development, and screen overuse. She earned her MSed and certificate in parenting education from Wheelock College, BU. She consults with schools to form technology and media committees, implementing strength-based family engagement concepts with screen time. Jean is available for keynote and guest speaking, both virtually and in person. She is the author of the parenting text, Kids Under Fire, which helps parents empower children to make healthy screen choices. Lauren Pear, Project Manager. Lauren is passionate about helping families raise healthy children in our screen-saturated society. As Project Manager for the Screen Time Action Network, she supports the heart of the network, its work groups, as they advance impactful initiatives. Before joining Fair Play, she worked on screen time legislation and hosted the show Screen Time Reset. Lauren studied economics at the University of Pennsylvania and worked on Wall Street in her previous life. She now lives in hometown Honolulu, where she enjoys hiking, boogie boarding, and spending time with friends and family. There are many more with photographs and narrative around what they do, but you get the idea of, as I said, the calibre of people that are working with these non-profit organisations is superb. Action Network Live. Action Network Live gets personal with experts who know families, children and tech. For practitioners, educators and professionals, here is an hour for you to glean insights and real solutions for the families and the children you serve. For parents, you'll never get to read all the books, so tune in to get the best tips and tools from Action Network Director Jean Rogers in conversation with renowned screen time experts. Recordings and certificates of attendance are available for all of our events. There is a session that has been recorded and will air on Thursday, October the 26th, 2023, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. time. Last school year, Action Network member Kaylin Carr was able to get the gamified math app Prodigy out of her children's school. As an observant parent and former teacher, she saw that the app had very little maths and lots of manipulative, non-educational gameplay, and knew there were better ways to get kids excited about maths. Join us for our free Action Network live event on October the 26th to get the full story and learn how you can raise your concerns and make change in your school too. With guest Rachel France, Fair Play's Education Manager, we will highlight what to look out for in popular education technology, how to approach teachers and other parents without judgment, and how to ask the right questions to ultimately inspire responsible tech use in your child's school. And there is a button if you wish to register for that session. That is also obviously on the website, and there's a direct link from the article. About the guests. Kaylin's mission is to prioritise playtime for kids living in this digital world. She is a mom of two and a former teacher with a master's in literacy. She founded Quiet Book, Queen and Crafts in between to help parents and grandparents provide screen-free activities through her Quiet Book templates, page kits and printable activities. She also is an author of 5 books and a speaker advocating for more play. Find out more at www.kaylincarr.com. With special guest Rachel France, who serves as Fairplay's education manager. Rachel led Fairplay's investigation into Prodigy's math game, highlighting grotesque manipulative practices used to pressure kids into buying an expensive membership. Her report led to a complaint to the FTC in 2021 that was featured by NBC News and has inspired many schools across the globe to ban Prodigy from their schools. This podcast ends with an active button with a direct link from the article and also on the website about Fair Play is the home of the Children's Screen Time Action Network, and to learn more about childhood beyond brands. And to summarise, in terms of how the Responsible Tech Group lists these two organisations on their website. So LogOff empowers young people to rethink and rebuild their relationship with social media. And NextGen Connect is a youth-led intergenerational think tank that provides youth with a runway for their ideas, energies and endeavours so that they can effectively educate and advocate for tech accountability. Their programme is grounded in the belief that youth have a vision for responsible technology, and we offer them the resources they need to succeed, as well as the respect and freedom to execute their projects and make real changes. That's it for another week. I will look forward, as always, to your comments on Sunday night and during the following week. Hope there is enough interest there and a fair sample of active tabs for you to click onto and take you into other areas of the website, giving you more details about some of the many, many projects that are running in the background, and to see whether or not there's anything you can add, anything that comments you wish to make that you would think would be of use to the organisation, and so on. So much to read in the article when you get round to it. Much more time will need to be spent on both websites, but particularly NextGen Connect, because it involves so many different groups coming together on a variety of things, but equally also working on projects that are linked with other groups. So you will spend, once you start going onto this website, there is lots of information to access. It doesn't have to be done all in one go. It can take months. It doesn't matter. It's there. That's the idea, is that you know where to look for it in the future. So speak to you all soon. So it's bye from me. Bye from Ivy. Bye.